And that was the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. And as I said before the song came on, that was released in the UK in 1964 on this day in history. Just so you know that. That's an important thing to know. And I'm now here with Andrea Marcaccio.
Marcaccio, yes.
Marcaccio from Matchwood Brewing. And you're one of the organizers of the Oktoberfest that's coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
October 11th. And we're going to hear all about it because it sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. You saved me from having to keep talking.
Well, happy to be here. I do know how to talk, so that'll be good.
Yay. So we want to hear all about that, but I want to say first, Matchwood Brewing, and before we started this interview with you, I was talking to the listeners about what keeps KRFY on the air. One of the most important things is our underwriters, and Matchwood Brewing,
Matchwood Brewing Company, yeah.
Right, is one of our very good and wonderful and sustaining underwriters, and thank you so much.
Yeah, we really believe in what you guys do here, and my in-laws live in Knox in Montana, and my mother-in-law told me a story once that she was listening to local radio when she was alone raising three kids, kind of in the rural part of Montana, and she says it saved her life. It was her only friend at that time, so I think the radio is a powerful tool.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What a wonderful statement. And I'm sure you listened to a lot of radio as a child growing up. And you're also the owner of Matchwood Brewing.
I am. My husband and I are co-owners. We started it. We're celebrating our seventh year in October this year.
I remember when it started over there, it was just this big warehouse that Steve Holt converted, you guys bought probably.
We worked with them on kind of like what is a long-term agreement. They helped us with the build out because they had so many great skills. And now we've been there and open for 7 years, and it feels like, some days it feels like 2 days and some days it feels like 20 years. So
right. Okay. So what else about Matchwood, since you're an underwriter, and we can talk about, you know, you just said why you support community radio, but a little bit about Matchwood Brewing.
Yeah. So we believe that beer is kind of a unifier and that it floats all boats, and the more beer, the better. And at Matchwood Brewing Company, we kind of combine a couple of things. We want to have really high quality beer and food, and then also create a great experience where our guests can come together and chat. You know, we don't have TVs. It's a place where we want people to look each other in the eye and do that human connection thing that is, you know, slowly slipping away with the use of our phones. So doing great. And we love our community and we like to serve it. So our mission really says to give back, and that's what we do.
Well, fantastic. And again, thank you for being a KRFY underwriter.
Yeah, of course.
So let's get into why you're here.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest. How many years has this been going on?
Well, the Oktoberfest that we've been hosting at the Granary, this is the third annual. And I want to give credit to folks. I think there's been other Oktoberfest celebrations, either at independent orgs or businesses across town. But this one is meant to bring together the craft beer industry. And so 3 years ago, actually, Duffy from McDuff's approached us and said, hey, you guys got a good space. Do we want to try to put together a larger scale Oktoberfest? And we said, yeah, that sounds great. And so this year we have a number of breweries from both Sandpoint, Priest River, and from Coeur d'Alene who will be joining us. We can talk about that in a minute. But so that's kind of how it started. And now it's grown into kind of its identity of what a true Oktoberfest is. We like to call it the last hurrah of the good weather. It looks like we may have some rain in the forecast, but, you know, we like to say rain or shine, we'll fill your stein.
Oh, great. That sounds good. So it's at the Granary District, in case there's Granary Arts District.
Yeah, that is the technical term. We call it the Granary District, or, you know, old timers, I think, who have been around a long time, Steve Holt, call it the Granary Arts District. So, you know, all inclusive.
And where is that? In case someone's listening and doesn't know.
The physical address of Matchwood, which is located there as well, is 513 Oak Street. But it's right between Evans Brothers and Matchwood. If you aren't good with street names or numbers, you can look for the grain elevator, which is the downtown, you know, tallest building downtown, used to be part of the co-op. And that's really the central focus of the Granary District.
I've been here so long, I remember when it was the co-op. Or there was the little building where Evans Brothers is that was the co-op at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of history in that building. And, you know, the stage outside at Matchwood, that kind of big rusty metal structure is a molasses silo, which farmers used to back their, you know, truck up, get feed at the co-op, and then they'd back it up under the molasses silo to increase the caloric value of their purchase. So, yeah, we've got a lot of history over there.
That's something I did not know. That's great. And you mentioned, well, we'll talk about the breweries that are coming. But when you think of Oktoberfest, you think German, you think steins of beer flowing and a celebration. So why don't you take us through what this day might look like or is going to look like?
Yeah, sure. So we'll get started early in the morning, getting set up and ready for everybody. And we've this year partnered with the YMCA, Lighthouse YMCA, which is our local YMCA here, as the beneficiary of the event. So the most important piece of information that listeners should know is that this is a benefit that puts dollars right back into our community. And YMCA will be there with us bright and early getting set up. So we'll have a very large tent and we will be decorating it and getting ready for the noon open. So Oktoberfest starts at noon and runs until 6 p.m. And I can quickly kind of go over what the day looks like. So we'll have a beer garden, which will be filled with our local breweries, Matchwood Brewing, McDuff's Brewing, Utara Brewing, Timbertown Brewing, and then Vantage Point Brewing. If you haven't been there, they're down from Coeur d'Alene. And our great folks and are coming up this year to round out our offerings. And then Black Forest Bakery, which is also just south of Sandpoint, is a traditional German dessert and cake maker company. And they will have traditional German and Bavarian sweets, Lubchecken, and I can't say this German, but it's the Black Forest chocolate cake, which everybody comes for. So if you're curious about them, you can find them on Instagram just by searching Black Forest Bakery CDA. And that's a hit every year. People line up, get their beer, and then head over and get some sweets. Matchwood hosts what is like a traditional Bavarian and German food station. And this year we'll be partnering with Bluebird Bakery. They made us some fresh Brötchen, which is a German traditional bun. It doesn't look like a hot dog bun. It looks like a true kind of handmade bun. And then you stick a really big brat in there. So the brat sticks out the ends and then you can get more mustard on there. And so Bluebird's making those up, I think, fresh for us in the next couple days. And we'll have brats. We make a house sauerkraut, which is spiced and delicious. We'll have hand-pounded schnitzel sandwiches topped with kraut and beer cheese. We sold out of those very quickly last year. And then our kind of locally famous beer pretzels with beer cheese and German mustard will be available. And we just say get in line early for the food. We do make a certain amount. The brats, I think we sold over 250 last year in about 3 hours. So we did increase our numbers to try to make that go longer into the evening. But if you're looking for the German food, I'd say come a little bit earlier. It is a bring your own stein event. We don't order a ton of steins. We feel like there's a lot out there and we say go support your local thrift store. If you get over to the Better Together Animal Alliance, they've got some steins out. Bring a stein. 21 plus attendees can fill that with beer at any of the beer stations. And then we have a bunch of activities. So I'll pause and see. Maybe I forgot something. I don't think so, but I can go over the activities that we're going to do.
I think that would be great.
Awesome. So a couple like kind of competitive, good-natured competitive activities, which is our Stein race. So groups of two sign up, and there is an obstacle course that is slightly ambitious but not too tenuous, and you carry two steins full of water through the obstacle course at whatever speed or clip you can do it. There's kind of two strategies. One is go slow and savor the water because the goal is to fill the vessel at the end of the race. And it takes a couple trips between you and your partner. So some people run as fast as they can and spill a bunch, but get more trips in, and others go slow and steady. And we've seen both be successful. And that's really fun. And we let folks who are 18 plus do that. race because there's just water in the steins. And then we have a stein holding contest, which is kind of the traditional arm out, see how long you can hold a full 2 liter stein of beer. And, you know, our first year, I think Mike Clark, he's a kind of local celeb over at Evans Brothers. I think he held his for over 6 minutes, and it was shocking to watch how much strength that took. So it is actually a pretty physical pursuit. Men and women are invited to participate together, and that'll be really fun. And then we have the best dressed of Oktoberfest, so don your lederhosen and dirndls, and the crowd, by applause, will select a youth best dressed during the day around 3 p.m., and then in the evening we'll do an adult best dressed. And families can enter that competition together, which is really great. And then we have cornhole and hammerschlagen as well.
What's hammerschlagen?
Oh, man. It's a great tradition, a stump of wood, hammers, and nails. There's lots of different house rules in which you can play, but usually you kind of set your nail up and you get a single motion swing to kind of land your nail. The first one to land the nail, like, you know, square and flat, is kind of the winner, and then the last shall not be spoken of. It's really fun. You can play in groups, and it's really, really just a kind of beer drinking fun game. Yeah, and then we'll have family-friendly activities. So bounce house, as long as the weather holds up. There is one caveat there that if it's pouring rain, the bounce house probably will not be put up because it's a safety issue, but we're doing our best. And then we have a local face painter, and then we'll have flower crown making for kids, which is really great, kind of a German tradition. And then, of course, I got to mention our awesome live music. So we've got Waterhouse, which is a really great local gentleman who is acoustic and just lovely and always impresses us. And then Thrown Out Bones, which is a traveling band from the Bay Area. And they're a bit rowdier, so they're going to get the party started later in the evening from 4 to 6. So bring your dancing shoes. Yeah, and then Lighthouse YMCA will be there to do a couple fundraising activities. There'll be a raffle of some sort. They'll have a table which you can check in. They're going to be managing all those games and races, their volunteers and team. So check out the YMCA Lighthouse table and station to learn how you can contribute to the fundraising portion of the event.
I see one thing listed on your press release, YMCA Raise the Paddle. Did you already talk about that?
I didn't. I think they're going to do kind of like a crowd-pleasing, does anyone here have $10 that they can give to the YMCA? And if you commit, then you can go and give that gift directly to them. So it's a bit of a way to like quickly engage the crowd to think about generosity and financial donations.
I see your little logo here. Rain or shine will fill your stein. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
how did it go last year?
Oh, we had, I think, about 1,200 people showed up over the course of the 6 hours. So we were busy. We poured a lot of beer, and people were really stoked. I think I'm hoping that if it does rain, folks can get under that. You know, we have a large tent, and Matchwood has a pretty big indoor space and covered patio, so it'll still be great. We just want people to still show up in their best-dressed outfits.
If people want to find out more about this, because you have an extensive schedule here that I'm looking at,
yeah,
where can they go?
All of the breweries are tagged on kind of a social media post that has the schedule publicly, and then you can go to the Reader. They have it listed as well, and then I think there'll be a story both in the Daily Bee and the Reader kind of highlighting the schedule, so check those out.
Is there a website to go and...
It's not on the website. It's not its own event. It doesn't, you know, it's not independent. So, but social media would has all that information.
Let's just talk a moment about the Lighthouse YMCA.
Yeah, of course.
They're also underwriters at KRFY.
Oh, so what a symbiotic. Yeah, of course. Amazing. Yeah. So if folks don't know, Lighthouse YMCA is located right in downtown Sandpoint. It's a destination for families, teens, and youth for North Idaho. They've got a great facility. They've got a pool, steam room, all the things, plus all of the exercise equipment you can imagine, and then a ton of programs and classes to teach different skills for all ages. And it's a membership-based, kind of traditional gym membership-based, but they do something that's really neat, unlike a lot of private gyms. They have a sliding scale, so it's income-dependent. So if you are... in a situation where you're making a lower amount of money or taking in less money than I think it's $55,000 in a combined household, then you can have a lower membership fee. And for us, affordability and access to health and wellness is really kind of the driving factor for why we partnered with the YMCA. And as we head into this dark and stormy time, it's important that people have outlets no matter what their income level is.
I wondered what the connection is, and you said it well. Can you say that again? Because I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, just that we're really excited to partner with the YMCA so that there's affordable access to health and wellness programs for everyone, no matter their income level.
Perfect. Well, anything else you want to say? This is the, we're talking with Andrea
Marcaccio.
Marcaccio.
The most German name around.
And we're talking about Oktoberfest that is this Saturday, October 11th at the Granary District. It sounds, and you're partnering with Lighthouse YMCA. They're actually benefiting a great cause to participate in, but the fun is the factor, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll be having a great time. So come on over noon to 6 p.m.
Okay. Andrea, thank you so much for coming in, and we will put on a song while you exit, and I bring in my next guest, Brian Jacobs, the new KRFY station manager, as
amazing.
I exit
Woo!
On Friday.
What a big day.
I know.
We love Brian. Good job, Brian. Congrats.
All right. So we're going to listen to Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings. I want to sing that rock and roll. I do, don't you? Here you go, and we'll be right back. Stay with us and meet our new station manager, Brian Jacobs.